the News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, except it's Thursday, so Linda's not here. And neither is Trish, because Trish is on vacation driving around the states in her RV. But the Bob's here. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Carl.
We started off this morning, Bob and I, rolling around on the floor punching each other. So that's what family does. So I fire him about once every other week. You're fired. Okay. But not today. It'll be sometime in the near decade, something like that. It's hard to work for me.
It's terrific to work for you.
Oh, come on.
You're not the easiest guy to work for.
Well, I'm not. I know that. Sometimes I'm too direct, my wife says. Linda.
But I do appreciate you as an employer.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you, Bob. Okay, all these little huggings going on here.
Thank you, sir.
Nobody's ever heard me say it out loud, but I did today. Okay, Bob, what's the weather look like today?
Well, it looks dry for the next several days, except for Saturday morning. There's a 20% chance of showers, but otherwise we look dry between now and Monday. 69 the high today, 47 the low tonight, 70 the high on Friday, with highs of 71 and 74 on Saturday and Sunday.
Cool.
And right now we have 44 degrees and fair skies in downtown Reading.
Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. You know, it's a veteran-owned business. We got a surprise announcement here. They're going to be on. But these guys have been just doing a lot for our veterans in the area. And we'll make that announcement later on when it's official. Of course, locally owned and operated, 365-3793, senior and veteran discounts. So good morning, everybody. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Onion Grower and Sun Gold. The people coming into the chat room, 7:07 on April the 9th, Thursday, right here in River City. A lot of things going on. We've got a full plate here this morning. One of the things I want to talk about, a couple of things that are happening. You know, I hate talking about something as serious as this to begin with, because I've got all these other things I'm going to talk for in about the next 8 minutes before we welcome our guest from CareNet, who'll be coming in, is that, because it's kind of, you know, CareNet, good morning. How you doing, Joe?
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, great.
You know
Thank
what?
You.
You live in Shingletown.
I do.
Bob, help. Let's get her her microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind, I fixed it. You live in Shingletown, you just told me. Do y'all have snow up there?
It snowed on Sunday and Tuesday. It came dumping like crazy. And I'm only at about 3,300 feet. But yeah, it was beautiful. It's was a great, it? Great couple days.
Great. Oh.
We need it.
But you drive down into town every day from Shingletown?
I do.
So how far is that?
It's about 30 miles. Takes us about 30, 35 minutes.
Your business is taking care of people or helping people.
True.
Right. I saw something in the paper today that a judge sentenced this felon who had to 10 years in jail, who sodomized a 3-year-old. He could have sentenced him to jail for a long time. And yet the judge said that, this guy is not a serial pedophile, which I found very, very interesting. On something like that, that they would say that because of that, he's only going to receive a 10-year sentence. And the judge ruled that in his case, the mandatory minimum sentence of 25 years to life would be unconstitutionally cruel. Little girl walks in the garage. He locks the garage door. He assaults her. Little girl tells her mom. And he goes to jail for 10 years.
I did
didn't know he made a distinction between serial and non-serial pedophiles.
No, neither did I. Okay. The sit, lie, and no sit or lie ordinance is coming into Reading. Today on our show at the 8 o'clock, our Chief Paletti and the head of the Good News Rescue Mission, Jonathan Anderson, are going to be with us. And we're going to talk about transients and transient crimes. State Water Board asking Reading, Anderson, and Shasta Lake to make more cuts than proposed by government. Can this be? 35% cuts, vice 10 to 20% cuts throughout the rest of the state. Based on the average, that we up here in Reading use 165 gallons a day or more. You know, I think it's the people up in Shingletown. You're doing it. People are out there using it on grows out there, I think.
Perhaps. I'm not. I don't associate with that crowd, but it could be true.
Think that could be? Is that
we have our own well up there, so it's a little bit different.
Oh, so you can't count that one. Can't count that one? Okay. If you have your own wells, you probably can't count it. Okay. anyway, so it's going to be, we're going to be cut back 35% more. We've already cut back 17, so we need to cut back another, 18%. So this means is that if you have a yard, no, you don't. If you have flowers in your yard, no, you don't. If you have a dirty car, it is a badge of honor. Dirty car, a burnt out yard.
I have one of those right now.
A burnt out yard?
No, a dirty car.
A dirty car. Well, so do I.
From all the snow.
Yeah, well, you know what? So yeah, badges of honor now will not be a when people walk to your house, and your swimming pool will only be half full. So don't dive in. You can wade into the deep end because it's usually 5 feet. Now it's 2 feet, and you can just lay there in the pool. So that's a marked distinction, too. You've got an empty swimming pool, a badge of honor here. if you want to go swim, go to the river. Dip yourself. Oh, wait a minute. We're closing to Sacramento, too, fishing for five and a half miles right through the best trout fishing areas in the United States. We're going to the Fish and Wildlife Service want to close that down because of the salmon. Instead of cutting the water back early, letting the salmon be pushed into the deeper channel so they'd have to lay their eggs. That would be too hard to do. Boston Bomber guilty of 30 counts. Next phase sentencing. He looks like he's 12. Killed 3 people, though, and wounded 200 more. How do you fight this one? I mean, you must just argue because he's young and his brother, you know, forced him into it. And my final little comment here is Record Searchlight doesn't like marijuana rules from the city council. It says the city council is not giving people a voice. Is there a surprise here? The council's been cutting off comment from the people starting from the very beginning. This new city council got seated, the Imperial City Council. That, you know, that so now they say, well, we should have a voice in this new marijuana. No, we're just going to pass this thing. We're going to do away with this. We've done away with this. Let's just move this one to the rear. It makes you wonder what they're doing because it was supposed to be like listening to the people. And yet when you hear these things, cutting off comment, moving the public comment section, doing away with organizations that would bring, you know, that they disagreed with or that said, hey, wait a minute, we have a problem here. So what do? They just disband them. I guess we're lucky that we're not living 2,000 years ago. Caligula would have put me in the arena. Yes, okay, I heard that. A round of applause. Thank you very much. Mm. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with CareNet.
Michael W. Smith.
An evening of music with Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m. with Michael W. Smith.
Speaks to your heart.
Makes you feel good.
It's uplifting.
I sing my heart out.
Michael W. Smith, the songs you remember, and new music from the new album, Sovereign. Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com. Call 229-0022 or at the Reading Civic box office. Don't miss Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The new album, Sovereign, available now. Shopping local, staying local builds a community.
Downtown Reading is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Reading. VDRBA.org.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelly visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Nate Abarea here for my friends at Palomar Builders. Palomar respects this community and is committed to building the best and highest valued homes in Reading. It's all about improving and supporting the area we call home, the North State. That's why local subcontractors are such a huge part of the process and have helped make Palomar Builders' reputation what it is today. On the radio, Palomar Builders helps to make programs like Destination North State and Reading Colt 45's baseball possible here on KCNR. A trusted local builder for nearly 25 years, Palomar Builders.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Everybody must get stoned.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's Thursday, April the 9th, 7:18 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Located right across the street from Sierra Gibbs at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Let me tell you, Leonard has such great deals on fine quality jewelry, from estate jewelry to brand new stuff. He can design jewelry, he can build jewelry. And if you've got a watch that's broken, you take it to Four Winds Jewelry because he's got a trained watch repair guy there. If it's broken and you take it anywhere in town, it's going to end up at Four Winds Jewelry. Skip the middleman. Skip that extra bit of 10% added onto it and take it right to Four Winds Jewelry. Go on down. Leonard's always has something on sale. Even if it doesn't say that, just say, Leonard, what's on sale? And he and his associates will show you great stuff. Four Winds Jewelry open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Monday through Friday. I'm here with Shelley Gibbs, Executive Director of CareNet. What is CareNet?
CareNet, oh my goodness. CareNet's fantastic. CareNet is a local nonprofit. It's a pregnancy center. We've been in the community for 30 years now, going on 31. And we've been in Red Bluff. We're celebrating our 10th year anniversary in Red Bluff this year in October.
And what does CareNet do?
CareNet, we offer free services to the community. So we walk women and men through pregnancy until their children are three. So we offer free pregnancy tests, first trimester ultrasounds. We've got our parenting program that focuses on prenatal education, nutrition, and parenting skills. We've got a lot of one-on-one mentoring as well as group classes. And then our incentive program that we offer also, quote-unquote, rewards our clients for participating in anything off-site that is adhering to their education. And so say that they're attending a car seat class or a breastfeeding class or attending a parenting class off-site or working with a nurse one-on-one, they get points in the system, and those points translate into dollars, which is fake dollars because we actually don't give away money and we don't charge our clients. But they use that to purchase items in our stores. So, and it's just like an exchange program. So they use their points toward very practical items. Diapers, wipes, cribs, blankets, physical things that they might need throughout pregnancy and children.
You want to help somebody who's pregnant.
We do.
To have their child.
We do.
And make sure that that child's born healthy.
Yes.
That they have a good start in life.
Yeah.
And that's what you're here for, is to help.
Absolutely. We partnered with many different organizations. The WIC program, which stands for Women, Infant, Children, has been around. It's a state-funded program. And
right.
They're promoting us, and if they have clients that they're working with that don't know about our program, they refer people to us. We've also partnered with the First Five program, which is also a state-funded program. They focus on everything. They refer to it as their pathways. There's five different pathways that they're trying to promote in the community and statewide with early literacy and pregnancy care, et cetera. And so we receive grants from them to purchase items that will help promote healthy pregnancy. So we have books and different things, children's books that they help as well to get in our clients' hands.
Okay, how'd you get into this?
Wow.
Because you've been in this for a long time.
I've been in this in a long time, in and out. So it actually started, I don't know if I've ever shared this.
If that's too personal, you don't have to do that.
No,
personal's
great.
Because you obviously care. You've been on the show a couple of times before, and I find what you do and your sincerity on this to be so, I guess it's uplifting to see people that are sincere about what they do to help other people.
It comes really from just deep within that I'm a former client. So it was years and years ago. My daughter actually is going to be 11 this month, and I found myself pregnant. I didn't have insurance. I didn't have an OB doctor. And I was finishing my teaching credential at the time, so I'd already received my bachelor's, and I was going back to school, and I just found myself stuck. And I was already a single mom. My daughter was 9 at the time, and so I didn't know of any place to go at the time that didn't. I needed insurance. And so that's one of the ways that we actually help close the gap of what's happening in the community. And so I've been involved for 12 years. So I started out as a client, came back later, took their volunteer training. A couple years later, I catered on the side as a hobby, and I catered a banquet that they did, a fundraising banquet. And then I got involved after that as a board member. And then I became the board president for a season for about 12 months. And then we had some transition internally, and it was almost like this seamless transition, but our director was moving back to Texas, and kind of talked through some things with our board, and I kind of stepped into the seat as the executive director.
There you go.
There you go. 12 years.
How many people a year do you help on an average?
On an average,
what'd you say?
Around 1,800. We just actually
1,800 a year?
1,800 a year.
That's 1,800 unique visits?
Unique visits. We have, when we actually count their visits, because we run reports on everything, it was over 4,800.
4,800. And they need help ranging from?
Ranging from walking in the door saying, I think I'm pregnant, but I'm not sure. And then it might be negative, it might be positive. All the way until, and then we might see them one time. Or if we're seeing them repeated times throughout, giving them another pregnancy test is follow-up, first trimester ultrasounds, as well as walking them through our program. They can come in as often as weekly in order to be in that parenting program.
Okay. Now, you've got a fundraiser coming.
We do.
When's that going to be?
We've got two major fundraisers a year. The one that's coming up right now is our Walk for Life. It's called Run for Their Lives. It's going to be on Saturday, April 18th, over at the Sundial Bridge. Check-in is at 9 a.m., but you can register online early for early bird registration. The day of registration doubles. You go to CareNetNorCal.org. A week later in Red Bluff, we'll be hosting that at Community Baptist Church. So the Red Bluff Walk is April 25th. For those of you that might be in the Red Bluff area or the surrounding areas, it's a huge hit every year. It's geared towards the whole family. So we've got a 2-mile walk, a 5K run, and in Red Bluff this year we've added a 10K run and a diaper derby, We're going to have a stroller division for
a diaper derby.
A diaper derby, yep.
Okay.
So registration is available online as well as the fees. So it's only $5 to walk and it's $25 for the 5K run. And we'll have a bounce house face painting. Marinello School of Massage will be there that morning giving away free massages. Dutch Bros has sponsored us and we'll be there with their van as well as...
Dutch Bros. Chris and Aaron.
Chris is a big supporter of us, so...
I've got to give Chris a call. Chris and I are friends. I guess into friends in a sense that we both went through trials and tribulations when we were Dancing with the Stars together. And since then, you know, we run each other.
That was a pretty good season.
I tell you what, you get close on something like that. It's not combat, but it's close. Because there's a big chance of making a fool of yourself in front of 1,000 people, which I do almost every morning. But they do a lot for our community, too.
Yeah, they do.
Now, I don't know if people understand, but you don't receive any government or state funding.
No, we don't. It's all by private donations. So the fundraisers that we do, private monthly donors, businesses, and local churches. That's where all the money comes from. And every month, it's just waiting to see what happens. So we just love to communicate with the community about the services that we offer and how we're partnering with other agencies and helping families. So that's our goal, is just to help people. We don't really focus on what we're against. We're not doing any marching or picketing. We're just focusing on
helping people.
Yeah, helping people and celebrating life.
That's cool.
It is cool. It's a really beautiful
too busy,
thing.
You're too busy to protest.
Actually, to be honest, we are. Like, we're too busy to hang around in the negative light.
Okay.
We're focusing on some good stuff.
A week from this weekend, Saturday, April 18th. How much tickets for this? Or do you just go down? I mean, how much is this? I mean, to help.
It's $5 to walk and $25 to run. You also, if you're a walker or a runner, you can actually get people to sponsor you and say, hey, would you sponsor me? And it's just a way of fundraising. So we've Caliber Office Furniture and ABBA's Child Learning Center, they both have sponsored us and will be participating in it. So there's other sponsors that are going to be featured on our T-shirt. If people raise $150, they get a free T-shirt, and there's other prizes. We're going to have a lot of door prizes of different businesses that have partnered with us as well. Little Sandwich Shop is giving away lots of things for gift certificates for door prizes as well. So it's coming up in a week and a half, and they register online, or they can just come up to the day of. But registration does double the day of the event.
Where's your office? I know it's on Athens, but is it across?
It's right across the street from Subway and Jazzercise. We're located at 2460 Athens Avenue.
So if you go just a little bit further, you can see the Cypress Square Barbershop.
True. Right. No, it's actually right across the street.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I know. I mean, I was pretty sure I knew where you were at. And you take donations. People can just walk in and just give you a donation, too.
Yep. Yeah, we take donations all the way from if someone says, hey, my child's outgrown this car seat and it's not expired, or I'm not using this formula, or if they've received a baby bottle, we do baby bottle drives throughout the community. And so maybe they picked it up at a business or a church and they fill it up with cash, check, or coin. They drop that off. But the physical items are a huge support to the families. And it's just like pay it forward. I've outgrown this and I'm going to give it to another family.
You have people living in cars. They're homeless.
We
do. You help.
We do. We have people that are pregnant living in their cars. And so our heart and our goal is to help get them on their feet and offer them all the community resources that are available. So we do a tremendous amount of community referrals of the different agencies that we've partnered with. And to be honest, there really isn't any reason to be living in your vehicle because there are so many resources. There are waiting lists for certain things. But if a client is willing to kind of do the work,
you can get them into some kind of housing then.
Either transitional housing or a maternity home, or if a woman is pregnant, she can be at the House of Hope over at the Mission. What it is that there's rules, quote unquote rules, that are involved in having housing, and a lot of people, not a lot, but there is a handful.
They'd rather have their baby in the back seat of a 57 Chevy.
And you know what? If that happens, they won't be having their baby in the back seat of that Chevy. CPS will get involved, and that child will instantly go into foster care. And then we're trying to avoid that process.
Because you want to have the mother keep the child.
We would love to see them in a healthy place to where they could do that. Yes, absolutely.
Shelley Gibbs, who obviously cares about what she's doing. And what is this, the second or third time you've been on? Here.
I think it's my second. I've been over on the other stations as well.
There are
times.
No other stations.
This is true. Excuse me.
Excuse me. What did you just say? Okay, Shelley. It's going to be, we'll talk about this next week.
Yeah, we're going to give away some tickets.
We're going to give away some tickets here. So how many tickets can I give away over the next few days?
Four. Let's start with four, and then you let me know what you need.
Okay, we'll start giving away four tickets. We'll give those away, and these are for either the walk or the fun run, right?
Yep, and we are featured in the back of this month's Enjoy magazine, so there's an ad on that with more information if you've missed any of that.
That's right. Okay, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 is Thursday, 7:31 in the morning, 44 degrees out there. It's going to be a great weekend. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Oh no, dirty carpets! So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care, clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400, Preferred Carpet Care.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Safari Club International, the leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. On Saturday, May 2nd, join the Reading chapter for their 21st annual banquet to raise funds so the vital work of protecting our hunting heritage and educating youth can continue. Beginning at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Event Center, join a fun-packed evening with games, auctions, drawings, lots of guns, and your choice of a tri-tip or chicken dinner. Safari Club International of Reading is currently planning hunts regionally and for African game, and you can find out about these and all the activities of SCI and have a great time Saturday, May 2nd. For tickets, visit scireading.org or call 530-524-3252. That number again, 524-3252. The 21st annual fundraising banquet for the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International. Tickets, 524-3252.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botch. Thursday, April the 9th. It is 7:35 in the morning, 44 degrees out there. We're going to have a good day. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But this portion of the show is brought to you by the Shasta Blood Center. They're having a big blood donation day on April the 17th. Linda and I will be at Shasta Blood Center. And there is cupcakes there, a challenge to save a life photo booth where you can challenge others to donate blood and get prizes. And the big thing, the diamond drop is happening live at the Shasta Blood Center. That's right. They've taken a diamond necklace, which has been donated by Four Winds Jewelry, great people down there, and they freeze it in an ice sculpture. And you put down in there, then you're there after you've given blood, that when you think that's going to melt. I know. Hey, I don't come up with these, but this is a great idea. And so if you win, one closest to the time it melts wins the diamond necklace. Is this cool? That's pretty cool. The diamond drop. And this is going to be at Shasta Blood Center. This is time for people to give blood. One pint of blood can save six lives. And we've had members of our staff here have been given blood. We've had members of our staff here that bled. Oh, no, that's different. Bob gave it the office one day when he, but we couldn't get it into those little pint sacks. He was just spreading it everywhere. Call 221-0600 to sign up today. If you have a question, call us here at the station, 605-4565, and we'll be glad to help you get down there because this is going to be a great event. We're going to do a live remote right there on April 17th at Shasta Blood Center. All right. I am here. I am honored to be sitting here with heroes. I'm with Commander James Gibson, who is one of our mainstays here in town and with our veteran community, and I'm not going to say what you are yet. I'm going to go around. Norm Hoskins, he was here. Also another hero in our community. And Ray Ward, the third hero we have right here. If you go up to IGO, anytime that there's an internment, if they're doing honors to veterans, you're going to see these three gentlemen here. And they're all members of the Cuttlefish Society. Well, what's a cuttlefish, Commander Gibson?
Well, what we are, say, what you could compare us with is a group or a chapter of the USS, the United States Submarine Veterans Incorporated, is our national group. The Cuttlefish base was established on November 11, 2000. We did it up at the American Legion, got our charter. Mm-hmm. Since then, we have functioned in the community. There are four of us, used to be five, that go to the cemetery for every Navy internment or any PGR or MIAP. Norm can tell you, but last year we were at the cemetery over 150 times. We had burials and so forth. Then some of us volunteer out there from Cuttlefish Base. And our main thing is camaraderie. Submariners are a close-knit group, and whenever you see a guy with dolphins, the little badge on their ship, people pull themselves together. I've met people on cruises, submariners I never served with, but we...
It's a special society you guys are in, right? Norm, you're out there too, and I see you at all these. And you know what? And frankly, we just had CareNet here, who does things for people. And we have the submariners here that are out there on these to honor our fallen. And it's not like you guys are 25 years old, but you're always out there.
It's the right thing to do. We feel really camaraderie and kinship with these people that are being buried. And we have to show support for them, because a lot of the funerals out there, there's nobody shows up, maybe two or three family members.
Isn't that something?
And we have to be there.
And you know, and you all are there. And you're paying honor like that. It's such a, it's very moving, the tribute. Ray, good morning.
Good morning.
Used to do this a long time, huh?
Well, A few years, yes.
You got a great voice.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
How long were you in the submariners?
One hitch is all.
One hitch? Was that enough to...
Unfortunately, I refer to it as the biggest mistake I ever made, getting out.
Getting out?
I should have stayed. I really should have.
Well, you know what? Why did you join? And I'm going to ask every one of you this. Why the submarines? Or did you have a choice?
I did have a choice. I was going to sonar school at the time, and word came down that the submarine force at the time was looking for more volunteers. They were beefing up the submarine force at the time.
When was this now?
About 1954.
Okay.
And
Cold War was really hot right back then.
It was. It was. And several buddies and myself took a look at it, and as youngsters, we said, great chow, more pay, why are we sitting here instead of there?
Okay. And that was it. Okay.
No, actually, it was a lot of patriotism involved.
Well,
too,
I know
but
that.
We,
you know what,
we had to make a light of it.
Of course you did, because when you're young and you volunteer to do things like this, that it's kind of like, hey, look, they paid me more. You know, it's like guys going into, jump
exactly.
school and that. Oh, I'm doing it for the $125. No, you're not. What about you, Norm?
I mean, my story's a little bit different. When I was a kid, when I was really young, I really liked submarines.
Now, why was that?
I have no idea.
Did you see a movie?
I've seen the movies, and I heard about them and what stories was. Because, I was raised with... when the Second World War was on.
Sure. A lot of stories in the newspapers about our subs out there battling it out.
On the radio. Yeah. No such thing as television back then, but on the radio.
Probably why that generation was smarter than us.
I told a friend of mine, I says, when I get old enough, I'm going to join the military. I'm going to go on submarines. I'm going to be a Marine. And he says, Marines don't handle submarines. Sailors do. I says, well, then I'm going to be a sailor. And that's what happened. I joined the Navy and became a sailor.
I made that mistake. I wanted to be in submarines, and I joined the Marine Corps. It took me 30 years to figure out. They wouldn't let me do anything.
Yep.
Okay. So, and when did you join? Can I ask?
I thought it was great. I enjoyed it.
When did you?
I was in 51.
51?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now, these are the old diesels, too.
That's right. All of us.
Yes. Just like the old movies.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Commander.
I mean, you could look at them old movies and realize that you was on them things.
Yeah.
They had really changed a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Commander, what about you?
In 1947, I had great aspirations of maybe being a high-up baseball player, and I had through my uncle, I had an acquaintance, Honus Wagner, if you remember.
Honus Wagner, absolutely,
the great shortstop. Anyway, I got a chance to try out with Pittsburgh through him. And he, back through my uncles and my dad and finally me, said, he's got a good curveball, he's too small, and his fastball isn't fast enough, he'll end up being a major league bum. Or minor league bump. I said, at that time, and you couldn't go into college after you'd been anything to do with pro sports. So I'd lost that. And there was nothing in the little town in Mount Jackson in western Pennsylvania, really. And so Dad said, why don't you look at the military? So I went in, talked to the Navy, and they offered me a program whether I got on the and learned a trade.
Mm-hmm.
I got to boot camp and got through that. That was an interesting thing for a kid that never had anybody yell at him and get into boot camp. And I really, really thought both my parents were married. They used words to tell me that they weren't.
That they weren't.
Anyway,
that you were related to animals and things like that. Yeah.
That's true. The one guy says, I can't teach you to march. You don't even know how to walk. And anyway,
they heard us from spot to spot. They go, you guys don't deserve to march like Marines. Just go going, okay, move. Start moving. And we had to move our way across.
To tell you one more. We were there out marching, and as recruits they'll do anything to embarrass, if they can, the drill instructor. So we're coming up on the grinder and we're marching to the fence, and base or the commander got all confused, and we got, and of course they didn't stop at the fence. They started, you know, acting smart, and finally the commander says, "Come away from that fence, come." Well, anyway,
let me take a break here. Okay, we've gotten you off the fence. Let's take a quick break here. I'm here with Commander James Gibson, Norm Hoskins, and Ray Ward, members of the Cuttlefish Society
base.
Cuttlefish Base, and we're talking about the 115th anniversary of the submarine service, which we're going to talk about as soon as we get back from these messages.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Join us as we celebrate 20 years of World Service with Simpson University on Thursday, April 16th at the World Serve Student Scholarship Spring Banquet. Come hear our fantastic Simpson Chorale, share a delicious meal with friends, and enjoy a program that includes a keynote speaker, students, and alumni. It will be an evening to remember. Get your tickets today as seating is limited. Purchase tickets online at simpsonu.edu/springbanquet or call Diane Mueller at 530-226-4524.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Join us as we celebrate 20 years of World Service with Simpson University on Thursday, April 16th at the World Serve Student Scholarship Spring Banquet. Come hear our fantastic Simpson Chorale, share a delicious meal with friends, and enjoy a program that includes a keynote speaker, students, and alumni. It will be an evening to remember. Get your tickets today as seating is limited. Purchase tickets online at simpsonu.edu/springbanquet or call Diane Mueller at 530-226-4524.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob, for that. Bob's playing We All Lived in a Yellow Submarine by the Beatles. How appropriate there, buddy. Hey, it's 7:49 in the morning today on April the 9th. Phone lines here 605-4567. 8 o'clock, Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti and Good News Rescue Mission Director Jonathan Anderson will be here with us to talk about the transient problems, crime, and what are some of the things that they're doing together. My guests today are Commander James Gibson and Norm Hoskins and Ray Ward, all members of the Cuttlefish Base right here in Reading. And we're here talking about the 115th anniversary of the submarine service. And Commander Gibson is going to tell us how he got into a submarines.
Well, I was in the boot camp, and I went to engineman school to learn to be a diesel mechanic. And we went up to the office one day, and they had orders on there where we were going. And so some of the guys were going to the amphibs and some going to CBs. And I looked there, and I had orders to New London, Connecticut, to the submarine school. And to this day, I don't ever remember volunteering. But I must have at some point in life. But in boot camp,
you said. Yes.
Well, yeah, my mother didn't even tell me about it. You know. So
I was surprised you could get in there because your parents were married.
That's
okay.
That boot camp instructor told me they weren't.
Okay. Anyway, that's what happened.
Anyway, I get to New London in about 4 foot of snow like they just have had.
Yeah.
I'm in blues and a peacoat, and they gave us a shovel and said, go out there and get rid of some of that snow on the road.
To your sub.
You know, and again, we had one of the legends of the submarine force, guy by the name of Chief Torpedo, by the name of Fitcher, who had relieved another guy by the name of Spritz, who was the Chief Torpedo, and he absolutely ran the submarine base. Anyway, we first day for school, we got up in front of them, and they put us in the muster. And the chief says, there's 120 of you here right now. There will be 60 when you graduate. And so any infraction, I don't care what it was, you made it out of there. So my buddy and I, we didn't go ashore for 6 weeks because any little thing, they were looking to cut the base back. The only reason they had submarine school, that's 1949 was they didn't want to disband it and lose their instructors and key people.
Sure.
So they kept it going. I got to my first submarine in Panama, and I was one of six that didn't have combat experience on the old war patrols and so forth. For a long time, I was a non-combatant. Until I got my Dolphin. Oh. And
I thought he went into the Philippines, and then you know everybody gets in fights in the Philippines. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you know, Commander and Norman Ray, you all have done so much plus for our community, and so much for our country, and we honor first of all your service, and thank you so much for that. This is the 115th year of submarines, so that takes me back to 1900.
Yes, sir. So it is 1900.
But wasn't the first submarine in the Civil War? Didn't they try that in the Civil War?
The difference lies in the fact of when submarines were actually invented, as opposed to officially adopted by the United States Navy. And there's a bit of a difference overall there in terms of time.
Okay. So, well, that's right. In fact, you can even go back to Leonardo da Vinci. I think who drew something about a submarine like that. Wow. 115 years now. There's going to be a celebration.
I'd like Norm to talk a little bit about caps for kids real quick.
Sure. We got time. We've got 6 minutes.
Okay. We have a national program. It's called Caps for Kids.
Okay.
And what we do is we go out and we find these kids or we take phone calls or whatever, and it started out as for terminal kids, but now we do it for anybody that is ill or needs some help. We go and we give them a certificate as an honorary submariner, and we give them a Caps for Kids hat. We give a blue for the boy and a pink for the girl. And if anybody has any young kids that they need some help with, we're more than happy to, you know, step up and give them the honor that they deserve.
Again, you all are, again, stepping up in our community. This was great. So,
and
we also have another program where we try and adopt, if you will, some local high school graduates who are looking to get into college. We have a college scholarship program which we donate to both here in Redding and down in Chico on an alternate year basis to try and help primarily children of ex-military folks.
Sure.
And give them a start.
Help them with some, you know, help them with college costs, which everybody knows is very expensive.
So,
how do they get a hold of you all for this, for the program here? Who should they call?
Well, they can call me at 245-4492 anytime during the day and all, and I can give them as much information as we have. Carl, I'd like to do one other thing before we get going here.
Sure.
Our base voted to make you an honorary submariner.
Oh, wow.
And I have something here to give you, but I want to read this, if I may. Honorary submariners presented to Lieutenant Colonel Carl Butt in recognition of your years of dedicated service to veterans on air and in local communities. We consider you a shipmate and deserving of being an honorary submariner. Presented this 9th day of April 2005. It's signed by our commander, Gilbert Houston.
Well, thank you so much. What an honor it is to be, think I can be with you guys. Thank you so much.
And to go along with that, to keep the summer sun out of your eyes, an honorary submariner hat.
It fits, you know. It's, you know what, thank you so much for this. You know, for have to have you all honor me like this. It's very touching for me. A lot of times you think that, you know, we can't do enough. Well, we can't do enough for our veterans and the people that have served. And then I look at you all. I look at you all that are out there honoring our fallen when there's others from their families that don't. But in reality, we're honoring our family, our brothers and our sisters that are out there.
We have, just a short note, we have a program of about, 3 minutes, Ray, that we do for Navy is called Standing the Watch. And this ends the military section of the internment. They are either in the chapel or down the committal center. And it goes to saying that everybody knows watches in the Navy, Merchant Marine, Marines, and so forth. And we go through a little ceremony. Ray does it mainly. If he isn't there, I take over and do it. But we've had so many people tell us that's closure. They really understand. And one lady, she had some trouble, you know, knowing her husband was gone, and she said it really brought an end to it, and she can realize it. We just did Tuesday for a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard, and his wife just over and over telling us how much they appreciated the family. So we like it, but being out there is an honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you all here today, and I mean, thank you so much for the honor you just gave me, an honorary submariner. Wow, you know, that's, you guys, you know, I could never, of all the times, and, you know, all the people I met, and I mean, SEALs, Special Forces and all that, the people in the submarines that are out there, it takes a special group.
Main thing to remember, Carl, is keep a zero bubble.
Keep a zero bubble. Next time you can tell me what that means.
And don't, the surfacing's got to match the diving.
Oh, okay, that's good. So you got to come up every time.
We hope.
Okay, that's when we jumped out of an airplane. We knew we were going to hit the ground.
But on that 52 submarines in World War II didn't come back, and 3,500 officers and men are still on eternal patrol.
Happy 115th birthday. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break for the news, and we'll be right back.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions.
Since he was identified as the person who videotaped what happened, Faden Santana, appearing on NBC's Today Show, says he didn't know what to expect when he was recording.
I thought, you know, that he was going to die, or that he was dead, you know. Never, maybe thought that maybe one bullet would catch him, you know, and just fell to the ground. Never thought that, you know, how many bullets he was cashed by.
Meanwhile, the videotape shooting is increasing the call for many to increase the number of cameras on officers. California done with just gentle nudges and polite reminders to deal with its devastating drought that's into its fourth year now. State regulators are naming and shaming local water departments that don't do enough to reduce their usage, and Governor Jerry Brown's behind that effort.
The key challenge here, aside from getting the water, is to be able to collaborate together and not try to blame other people and point fingers.
Speaking in Tokyo today, Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that North Korea's latest missile tests are a concern.
It's a reminder of how dangerous things are on the Korean Peninsula.
Carter responding to reports that North Korea launched two missiles on Tuesday into the sea off its western coast. More Americans sought unemployment benefits last week. Meanwhile, U.S. wholesale businesses increased their stockpiles by a modest amount in February, even as sales were falling.
The Commerce Department says wholesale stockpiles inched up 0.3% following a 0.4% increase in January. Sales fell 0.2% following a 3.6% decrease in January. Economic growth has slowed over the past 6 months. However, economists are looking for a rebound in the current quarter led by stronger consumer spending.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. It's been a struggle so far in early trading for the Dow. Right now it's off 37 points. This is SRN News.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
I love coming to Mathnasium.
At Mathnasium Learning Centers, we make math make sense to kids. Your child will leap ahead, whether starting out way behind or already ahead. It's how we've grown to more than 500 franchise locations. Now enrolling for summer and year-round. Call now for a free parent pack. 844-799-4999. 844-799-4999. Learn what Mathnasium can do for your child. 844-799-4999.
The United Nations says only half of the countries in the world have achieved a global target of getting all children into primary school by 2015.
In 2000, most countries made a pledge at a UNESCO World Education Forum to ensure basic education for all their children to be achieved by 2015. Now we have reached that year. UNESCO has made its assessment. It singles out for praise countries such as Afghanistan, Nepal, Sierra Leone, Rwanda, Tanzania, and India. Among those furthest from achieving the targets, however, are Nigeria, Pakistan, Ethiopia, Niger, and Chad.
That is the BBC's David Branford reporting. A judge is ordering members of a Pennsylvania family to stand trial in a $20 million insurance fraud case. Claire Rizzaldi, a political fundraiser and hostess, and her family accused of living large by cashing in on trumped-up insurance claims involving her 10-acre estate. This is SRN News. A familiar voice is turning off his microphone after nearly 50 years at CBS.
Bob Schieffer's retiring this summer. The 78-year-old made the announcement Wednesday night in Fort Worth at TCU's Schieffer College of Communications. Schieffer graduated from the school and started his career at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Veteran newsman joined CBS in 1969 and has been chief Washington correspondent since 1982. He's been host of Face the Nation since 1991. During his career, Schieffer won 8 Emmy Awards and has interviewed every president since Richard Nixon. No word yet on who might replace him. Ronda Rockstra, SRN News.
Union and Confederate troops spent the night camping in tents in Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia. Reenactors who gathered to mark the 150th anniversary of the surrender of Confederate General Robert E. Lee to Union Lieutenant General Ulysses S. Grant. There will be a reenactment of Lee's last clash with Grant's troops. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, April the 9th, Thursday, right here. Usually Trish Clark is joining me, but Trish is on. She is RVing someplace today. It's going to be a great day. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The Bob's with me this morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Weather?
We have it. Sunny skies with a high near 69 this afternoon for Reading. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 47. Then more sunshine and dry conditions tomorrow as we're looking for a high near 70. Right now we have 47 degrees in downtown Reading.
Okay, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, I've got a few things I want to announce. April 11th, this Saturday, is the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center fundraising banquet and auction. Social hour starts at 4:30. Dinner starts at 6:30. You can party tables for $500, couples $50, singles $35, with huge raffles going on, guns, and all types of things. All of this, the museum has just bought some property, and this is going to help them get the museum up. Give them if you have any questions, give Rob Burrows a call at 222-2282, 222-2282. There's only 200 people already coming, and there's room for some more. Okay, also, let's talk about the Breakfast Line Senior All-Star Basketball Game is on the Sunday. This is the 20th annual Senior All-Star Basketball Game out at Simpson University. It's going to be the high school seniors. They're going to be playing. Many of them are on their way to colleges with full scholarships on basketball. So it's going to be Sunday starting at 4 p.m., and I have tickets for this. I have a family pack of four tickets. Just give us a call at 605-4567, and we'll get you some tickets for this. Like I said, free tickets. There's going to be a three-point shooting competition among the parents from both games, and it's going to be a great time. So we have tickets here, so just call. Okay. Yesterday we had Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti with us. And even though he's Italian, the chief is a pretty level-headed guy. He's been, you know, besides being a policeman for a very long time.
22 years.
Very long. Well, you know what? This pair of boots I'm wearing are older than that. Okay.
Older than me.
Yeah, it's true. 22 years, but he's been in combat veteran, a couple times, I believe, over two tours in Iraq. He's pretty calm. Yesterday I heard you get passionate about a lot of things that have been said in the paper in this. And we're not going to rehash that until later in the program, and I can bring that up again. But one of the things that's happened in our town, as we know, over the past couple of years, maybe 3 years, is an increase in crime and transients. It seems like homeless. So we were talking about that yesterday, and I said, well, and you said one of the things you said is that you and the Good News Rescue Mission have been working together. So Jonathan Anderson is also with us today.
Yeah, good morning.
From the Good News Rescue Mission. Thanks. I know it's short notice, but thank you very much for being here.
Oh, no, thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I think we need to talk about this because as far as the city council and everybody running for office said, we're going to go for this. We're going to do all this stuff. Well, it's April. Some things have been done, and they just passed a sit-lie ordinance, which is causing some consternation. I don't think so much about the ordinance, but about the enforcement of the ordinance. But that's just a small part of everything that goes on. It's got to be part of an overall a synergistic effect from different agencies and everybody working together. Good News Rescue Mission has come under fire.
Oh, sure. I think they figured out he's Italian and I'm Irish. I think they figured that out.
Well, that's interesting, that combo here. But you all have come under fire, too. Yep. Jonathan, would you, here they are, they're foisting these people on our community, sure. Blah, blah, blah. What do you think about when you hear that?
Honestly, Carl, I think there's misinformation that people get, and they hear it and they spread rumors, but a lot of people don't validate, what's the truth behind those rumors. And honestly, I think the best thing I can say is you really have to equate the mission to a hospital. Hospitals don't create sickness. They're there to help people heal. But just because you walk out the doors of a hospital doesn't mean you're better in one day. And, shelters, they don't create homelessness. They're there to help people break that cycle of poverty. But just because you walk out the doors in one day doesn't mean you're going to have a home that next day. And so we're there for the long run to really help people rehabilitate. But it's true. We're seeing a population of people here in Reading over the past few years who they don't want the help. They don't want services. And they're causing a detriment and the havoc on our community.
Okay, now this is a really interesting thing. Some people, when you say things like that you immediately come under attack. When Chief Paletti, Rob did this, when you came out and said this, but you two aren't the only ones. There's a woman that really works with the homelessness in this town, and I'm sorry, but her name escapes me right now, but she's head of a lot of these, these organizations.
Jessica Delaney?
Jessica Delaney, thank you. I was looking up in my notes here. She said that she goes up to people she's never seen. They're not part of our local population.
Yeah.
Who are out there, the panhandlers, or they're standing on the corners and all this. She says they're not part of our Reading group that she's come to know that are seeking help and receiving help. You actually, of all organizations around here, you actually went out and tried to find out where they came from. The city of Reading didn't try to do that.
I am the city of Reading.
Well, but, what I mean. Yeah. It wasn't a direction for everybody to do this. Let's go out with some kind of concerted, or let's go out with a combined effort to find out where all these people are coming from and why they're here. So you started it. The county hasn't done it. Even through their social services. And I've talked to people in social services that won't come on the show because they'll be fired about the things that's going on there.
Well, we've taken the softer approach. We've taken the little bit harder enforcement approach. Mike Johnson, the Anderson chief, and I went down to the California Police Chiefs Association, and they did an entire segment of that on, strategies to deal with the homeless. And one of the things that we found very interesting in that, and it was presented by the chief of San Luis Obispo, Ventura, Santa Barbara, and one other city, San Diego, I think, that are all having the same issues that we're having here in Reading. And one of the things that we found very interesting is that all of the programs that those chiefs talked about that were being pushed and the overall strategies for their counties were being led by social services. But Mike and I didn't see that here. So we actually invited the Good News Rescue Mission and County Mental Health and County Social Services and all into a room and with Jessica Delaney and said, okay, let's do an outreach and figure out what's going on. So they actually had mental health workers that were their whole job was to go out into transient camps and make contact with the homeless population. but they were afraid to do that because, it's two women and there's, not the safest conditions out in the transient camps. So we actually gave – the Good News Rescue Mission partnered as part of that, so they gave us the ability to offer them immediate shelter. There was an eligibility worker there from Shasta County Public Health. There was a mental health worker. And actually, in the lobby, I was just talking to Mr. Story from Haven Humane, and he said, when you start that again, please let us know because we'll send one of our animal control officers out too so that we can engage with the animals. So it was a real team effort to go out and, we gathered statistics as part of that, and one of the things that I wanted to know is if you're not from Reading, why did you come to Reading so that we could start to look at what strategies – because we've got enough of that challenged population already that we don't need to attract it from other areas. Well, unfortunately, that was the one question they didn't ask. So I had my bike guys go do that, and over the last months – they've been asking those questions. If you didn't come from Reading, why did you come from Reading, and where did you come from?
By the way, your bike guys came on the show,
mm-hmm.
two of them. And they had the paper in their hands, so I could see it. They had the names, and it was really clear. And he said, "Why are you here?" You know, boom.
Well, and you know what we found. I mean, we interviewed 188 people. You know, and 61 of them refused to answer our questions because, you know, and why are they here? Well, I don't know. They didn't answer our questions. This is their self-reported data. You know, Rob's best guess are those probably the people that are here for, you know, illegal activity, you know, growing dope or getting dope easily or whatever the case may be. The others that did, the frustrating part for me has been, and I covered it in detail, I thought, at the town hall meeting, is that, you know, this is their self-reported data, so I can't account for what the error factor is in that. You know, and this is the criminal transient population that's being encountered by the police and being cited for misbehavior. And it was roughly, you know, one-third, 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 you know, is how it broke out between traveling on I-5 and getting stranded, friends and family inviting them here, and coming here for charitable services. So if you look at the map I put up, you know, I don't think they're coming from Florida for charitable services. I think they're coming from Florida for dope or because their family and friends bring them here.
No.
But we don't have –
the Good News Rescue Mission has a great reputation, but
absolutely.
Probably not all the way down to the tip of Florida for them to come here just to visit.
But when you look at
food.
When you look at cities that are challenged with the transient population, it's county seats. And Redding is not just the county seat for Shasta County. It's the county seat for the North State. And other than Chico and Eureka, this is the only rescue mission.
Yeah.
So when we talk about that attractant value, I really think that has to do with Tehama, Modoc, Siskiyou, Trinity, and the surrounding counties because there is nothing there for them to go to.
Okay. My guests today are Redding Police Chief Rob Pletty and the Director of the Good News Rescue Mission, Jonathan Anderson. Now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a second. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Again, rated in the top 100 hospitals in the United States. This is the third year in a row. Why? Because Shasta Regional treats their people well. Whether you're going in there on an emergency, if you're going in there for cardiac, no matter what it is, they treat people well. They treat the whole person. All of the Shasta Regional Medical Center, great people down there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Jim Gaffigan, live.
I've never eaten a hot pocket and then afterwards been funny.
Contagious Tour.
I was like, I'm going to die. I paid for that?
You've seen his comedy specials, Mr. Universe and Obsessed. Now see him live, July 21st, on stage at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
I was at this seafood restaurant, and this guy came over to our table.
You're not eating lobster. Is there a reason why you're not eating lobster?
And I was like, I thought I'd order what I want.
A night of all new material.
Lobster tail? Is that the area near the butt?
Mm-hmm. That's what I want, a little turf and bug butt.
Jim Gaffigan in an all-ages show.
I'm looking around.
Do that notorious secret.
See what you ladies are buying.
Where's all the angels?
Underwear.
Where's the open bar?
Reserve seats are on sale now. Available online at readingcivic.com, the box office, or by phone.
Me and my ladies undies.
Jim Gaffigan, July 21st, the Reading Civic Auditorium.
America's original extreme sport. The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 17th, 18th, and 19th. 3 days of the best rodeo action on dirt. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, redbluffroundup.com, by phone or Diamond W Westernwear in Chico.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
2-4-3-8-4-100 Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets! So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
2-4-3-8-4-100 Preferred Carpet Care.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio noon to 2 right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botts. Thursday, it's the day after hump day. It's April the 9th. 8:22 in the morning here. Here with Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti and Good News Rescue Mission Director Jonathan Anderson. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Walk into Espresso Joe's for just absolutely fabulous coffee at very, very reasonable prices. You don't have to take it out of your kids' education fund to buy coffee there on a regular basis. Plus, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the North State, with a walk-in humidor that is just second to none. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, plus veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley do so much for our community. Come stop by there, see what they have, and just see what a great place this is. 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, my guests are here, and we're Rob, you wanted to finish up on –
Yeah, so you know, we gathered those statistics. I presented them at the town hall meeting. Before I did, you know, I knew there was going to be some rub because of the part that when I saw the statistics, the charitable services portion. So I actually went and met with the Good News Rescue Mission board and Jonathan and kind of explained to them what the statistics showed and you know, quite frankly, gave Jonathan some tough criticism of what the bike officers have found and what people are saying and let him know that information so that you know, they could take a good look at what they were doing, and they've made, and Jonathan actually came to the town hall meeting, and we gave him a mic and let him present, you know, the fact that, hey, we've taken a good look at our services, and here's some of the changes based on that we're going to make, and that's, I just kind of wanted to segue into that to show that, you know, the media has portrayed this as if, you know, the Good News Rescue Mission and the police chief are in this major battle, and it's simply not true. Jonathan and I, you know, like I said yesterday, talk at least probably once a week. And, you know, I congratulate them for some of the changes that they've been willing to make and not, you know, he's not a person that when you bring him a problem that gets defensive and isn't willing to take a hard look
at
himself.
He's a solver.
He wants to look and solve the problem and be a benefit to the community. And I, you know, that's what makes the relationship and the cooperation very easy is because Jonathan's very open to that. And they've made those. And so I think he needs a chance to show that, you know, what those are.
Okay, Jonathan. And you're right. It's the media is in, well, it's Record Searchlight has seemed to. Well, I mean, you say the media is. I mean, but that's the one we're talking about.
Well, there's been a couple stories on video.
I mean, I'm not beating up the Record Searchlight. I love the paper and all this, but there's, you know, it's just like us. You know, there's. I mean, it's not true. It's not just like us. They've got papers to sell and all these things, and plus the viewpoints of their writers come in. Maybe not always true, but or maybe it's just the way it's nuanced. But Jonathan, after the chief came in and said, "Hey, these are the things we're finding."
Yep.
What was that? Was that an eye opener, or was it a or something you kind of knew, or
You know, no, it's everything that I'm hearing right now. There's a lot of new stuff. And so, you know, I appreciate Chief Paletti being willing and having the candor enough to be able to confront issues that his cops are seeing and bring that to our attention. You know what? That's the type of person I am. Bring me your constructive criticism, and I'll listen to your concerns, find out what the heart of that concern is, and we'll find solutions together. And so, you know, through this time, I don't think the public really knows, because you're right. A lot of the media has portrayed kind of this dissension between us. A lot of the public don't know that Chief Paletti and I, we do talk regularly. And previous to his town hall meeting, we had a lot of closed-door sessions where we were talking pretty candidly. He would bring in some patrol officers so I can hear firsthand what they're experiencing and seeing. And it's unfortunate, after his town hall meeting, the media didn't pick up on the fact that Chief Paletti did invite us to speak and present and show partnership. And you know, somewhere along those lines, they pitted this dissension between us, and it's in social media, it's all over, and I don't know that that's reality.
Okay, so what would you say was you know, the biggest thing they came when they talked to you, when the chief and his people came in, that you heard that went, yeah. And it was maybe an
you know,
I mean, I have aha, you know, aha moments all the time, so not hard sure. to explain that one, but when you heard it.
So one of the biggest things was when they're going out and talking to people and asking them why you're here, you know, what are the big attractors? And some of these people saying, well, we're just here just for the mission. We're out of the air. We're here just for the mission. And so, you know, that's a concern to me. Why would people really be here and coming just for the mission? Is it for food? Is it for shelter? Is it for these things? And so we've been looking into that as well. And I'll tell you, you know, I mean, I'll be candid with this. What we've been finding is there are people who are coming from out of the state to our community here, probably throughout California, but specifically to our community. And we're finding people who are coming here specifically to get on California SSI, because we pay $200 to $250 more than any other state.
Now, are these people being sent here? Are you getting any feeling like this community said, here, let me help you. You need to go here so you can be helped, and they give them a ticket?
I don't see that right now.
Okay.
For the mission side.
That's always been the big rumor, is that, you know, these other communities are buying tickets and they're sending them over. And I mean, I know it's happened.
That's happened.
But, you know, that they're being, you know, a van drives up at midnight and drops off six people.
The ghost van. The ghost van I haven't seen yet.
I know. See, that, but that's what I mean. But you're not seeing that specific. But you are seeing people that are coming here because, frankly, California gives away a lot of stuff. And we are a very giving people in Redding. So,
and you know what? I mean, if people are, if it's legit, what we're finding, it is legit people coming from out of state to get on California SSI. That's really not okay. I mean, we need to take care of our people here in California. We need to take care of our people specifically here in Shasta County. And if people are coming from other states here just to get on our government benefits, there's something wrong with that.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know what? Here's the question. I'm going to take an early break because it's going to take a while. What can you do, or can you, to discourage these people that come into the Good News Rescue Mission from getting on our doles? I'm going to take a break on that one because I can't wait to hear the answer.
Good question.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, April the 9th. 44 degrees out there. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane's going to be a great day, and the time is 8:28 in the morning.
Live at the Cascade Theatre. Join Peter, Wendy, Michael and John in the high-flying, timeless Broadway musical that will whisk you away to a place where dreams are born and no one ever grows up. Perfect family show for the child in all of us. Peter Pan will have you soaring high on a wild adventure to Neverland. Come fly with us to the Cascade Theatre and experience this classic tale, Peter Pan. Purchase tickets now at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Lindabot. It's Thursday, April the 9th, 8:32 in the morning, 44 degrees out there. Going to be a nice day. Going to be a nice weekend, my friends. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's just a great place. DC, Tim, and the Man in Black. It's a veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold right there. It's a great place to go. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens across from the subway there, and across the street from that is CareNet. So my guests today are the Good News Rescue Missions Director, Jonathan Anderson, and excuse me, Jonathan Anderson, and Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. And Rob was on yesterday, but things came up with this transient and the new rule and about and how we're going to force that. And then that just led to how you two are working together to try and combat this problem, you know, and of the problem we have with transits that are not from here and the problems we're having with that. And before we left, I asked Jonathan, because his statement he made was he's finding a number of people are coming to California because they get more money, more services than they do in other states. So they're kind of like gradually just kind of like coming here as a magnet, as California is. And so I asked, well, what can you do about that?
Sure. So something we're doing here specifically at the mission is really trying to draw a hard line in the sand to be able to identify those who really need and want the help versus those who they're really not here for help. They might be here just to try and get on benefits, and there's a whole scam of things we're finding out with that right now. So trying to draw that hard line in the sand while at the same time, the people we have at our mission who need and want that help, we need to protect them from those who are out in our community that are causing that havoc and they're going to ruin it for those who really want that help. And so something we've done is we implemented an electronic software tracking system, not necessarily a tracking system, but it's a system where we now have every person coming through the mission has an ID card. They scan for every service that they're getting. We have their whole history here. It gives us the ability to track them with case management notes and logs. find out what their needs are and how we can best assess them, refer them to outside resources if that's the case, and be able to look at what's their MO. Are they the type of person that they're just 30 days in, 30 days out, 30 days in, 30 days out? Are they someone who is actively looking at breaking that cycle of poverty? It gives us the ability to really look deep into the heart of the person and figure out what the truth is, and we're able to do that in an efficient way with our staff. So that's one of the automated systems we've developed and okay. implemented, and so it's been very good so far.
So you can go down deep. Okay, let's go to the phones here. Kay, good morning. Kay, good morning. Do you have a comment?
Yes. Hello, Carl?
Yeah, you're on. You're live.
Okay. I just was wondering if they have anybody, a group of people maybe, who are searching the computer to see what's in the computer about coming to Reading for, you know, if you can't make it anyplace else, come to Reading, you know, with the type of services that they're supposed to get and everything here.
I've actually done those Google searches and tried to find, you know, specific web pages. There's some social media sites that we found that list what is in Reading and what's available. But to be fair, they also do that for other communities as well. So, you know, I think a lot of where they go has to do with the proximity of what they're where they can where's the shortest place I can go to get free stuff. And that's Rob's impression. And you know, so like I said, you know, when you talk about you know, the day after the town hall meeting, Channel 12 News went out to a transient camp with one of our officers. First two they asked said, yeah, we're from Southern Oregon because we came to Reading because we heard it was a good place to be homeless. You know, so I think it has to do I think we're getting them, like I said, from Florida because they think Reading's a good place to be? Probably not. I think that has to do with other factors outside of, you know, charitable services and things. I think their family and friends bring them here to try to help them. There's a group of this transient population that just kind of travels around with their backpacks and, mm-hmm. and moving around. And, you know, some of those get stranded here. And Jonathan's been very effective at, you know, trying to make sure that they have a support system if they want to use the bus program and developing that support system and supporting them with a ticket home. Okay. So one thing I did want to say is, you know, Jonathan and I were both in a meeting the other day that was kind of spearheaded, you know, by the city manager and the county CEO. And one of the things that I found interesting that they were talking about the housing department is getting all the charities and everybody that wants to participate in the homeless population utilizing, is it HMIS?
The HMIS system.
HMIS yeah. system. So it is actually a homeless management system so that they can see from agency to agency what service they've been given. So they're not duplicating services and you don't have the people bouncing from place to place to place just getting that free stuff, but there's actually creates a path for them to go through from service to service to solve the condition of homelessness, and I like that.
I was talking to somebody from social services that when they came in, they would say, and they would because they talked to each other, and they were saying what they needed to hear because
yep.
they'll ask, you know, and the you know the person I was talking to says, I know, you know, I'd ask them a question: Are you a resident of Reading? Well, yes. How long have you been a resident of Reading? And there's just, you know, this blank look, and it's like, you know, a week, 2 weeks. And then do you have – or I've been here a long time. Do you have anything like – anything that shows you've been here? No. But, see, they can't say no, though. They can't say no.
And on that note, Carl, I'll tell you, according to social services, you only need 15 days in California to claim residency. So after 15 yeah. days here,
you're
technically
here anyway.
You're resident.
Okay.
And with the new bill that's passed in California – coming here in 2015, pretty much any homeless person can get a free ID card now as well to be able to show residency. So very interesting. This is a complex issue.
Do you have to show citizenship? Or is it just you're just showing residency in California?
Just residency.
This is we're not even addressing the illegal problem.
I don't think we're seeing a lot of the illegal
no, not this
you
far.
Know immigration
not yet.
This far north, not yet. But
you will.
You know what's interesting.
But mainly, those guys mostly have jobs. Can I say that?
what's interesting is to see when you really start delving into the issue and to see how complex it is. You know, the SSI issue, the, you know, lack of resources in the North State, in other counties and other communities that draw, you know, to Redding, the marijuana cultivation and how the tremors come in at certain times of the year. All those things that play together. But it's also interesting to talk to chiefs from other communities that are county seats, like Sacramento, San Diego.
Sure. They're all saying the same thing.
The homeless population in California. The San Luis Obispo chief, when he did his presentation, said that California has almost as many documented homeless in the state of California as the rest of the country combined.
You know, I've read that also, too. And we've – this has got to be – again, I go back into a synergistic approach of how we're going to address this. But right now we're kind of like, you know, how is the Good News Rescue Mission and the police right here in our town of Redding, you know, addressing these things? Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning. Do you have a comment?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Because of the property I own, I deal with the two people that you have on the air at the moment on – a quite frequent basis, and I need to tell the people that are listening out there that you need to get off these guys' backs. You can't blame these two people for what's happening. What needs to happen is the citizens of this community need to figure out what's going on, and they need to start making a difference and stop looking for a scapegoat.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
You know, one of the things
you know, for a second here, Chris has been on the show before. It had a severe impact on her property, and in fact, her life has been threatened before because of this transient illegal camp problem. It's not a funny thing that's going on. And when you have two people that are trying to solve it, and yet you take a bunch of flack for it, it's, you know, so I agree 100%. Thanks, Chris, for that comment. The new sit lie ordinance. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to Chief for a second. What do you think of this, Jonathan?
Interesting because they were asking me that yesterday, and I haven't read much on it. But here's my initial thought: if we have a sit light ordinance, you know, where do people go? Here's a good opportunity. The mission, we just opened up a day campus schedule for people to be involved. We have our community garden going. We have educational classes. We have all these things. If you don't want to sit on the street and get a fine or anything, you know what? When RPD's out there, they can refer them over to the mission. We have more partnership we can do. If you truly want the help, there are resources in our community to help you break that cycle of poverty. If the mission doesn't have them, we can refer you to the people who do. And so that's a good partnership we can have right there, I think.
You know, Gary Meadows and Brian Moore, the guys that are out working the bicycles, Eddie Gilmet, they go actually talk to Jonathan all the time and say, hey, we see this problem here. What do you think? And, you know, hey, you know, we've got this person we just talked to that says they don't qualify for your bus ticket program. What can we do with that? And Jonathan says, bring them down. We'll help them find a support network where they want to go. So that continual communication. And if you look at the sit lie ordinance, it requires a warning before they get a citation.
Yeah.
So as we're giving that warning, we can say, hey, you know, one of the changes the Good News Rescue Mission's made since all this started is opening their campus during the day. You know, Jonathan has been a little, you know, humble here, in my opinion, about the changes that he's trying to make. He wants to bring community service into the Good News Rescue Mission to go out and have the homeless, you know, cleaning up the transient camps and engaging them and saying, hey, look, here's the help that you can get here. I will tell you that I went to Take Back Redding's meeting the other night because I saw Jonathan was going to be there, and I wanted to kind of counteract this rift that there seems to people are trying to portray. And there was a young man standing on the side of the room, and he said, you know, Chief, I live at the mission, and I have for 7 months or 8 months. And the mission helped him get a job. He's going to the Institute of Technology because he lost his job, which is why he became homeless. And he said, you know, they helped me get a $400 a month, you know, part-time job, whatever hours that I can get. But as soon as I got a job, I lost my government assistance because now I make $400 a month. When there's people not even trying to get a job, they're still getting that assistance. Mm-hmm. And he said, now
– it's a trap that the government has gotten people into. I didn't mean to interrupt you. We've run into that. People here walking that come to work for us say, can you pay me under the table? No. Well, then I'm going to lose this much money if you pay me. And I'm like, Well, maybe you need to go find another job.
Somebody really needs to sit down and say, okay, how many government programs can I get on at one time that don't coordinate between each other, and how much money can I make a month? Because that number, I would assume, would be probably staggering to most people.
I think so.
And you have good people that are going to the mission. And what I said at my town hall meeting, because you know there's been letters written to the Good News Rescue Mission saying we're not donating anymore because Chief Paletti says we're not supposed to. Well, that's not what I've said. What I said was, before you donate to an organization, ask the question to make sure that the efforts that they're doing solve the condition of homelessness or make an effort to, and they don't enable the condition of homelessness. And if you're doing that, then donate to those organizations. And I think their organization is doing that.
I want to take a break here. Jonathan, when we come back, I want to talk about the changes you've made after that. Because you know, the fact is that you listened to what's going on and that you made some changes. And in case people don't know what you've done to try and get your arms around this thing. And it's not a heartless changes, as some people seem to think. But we'll find out. We're here with Good News Rescue Mission Director Jonathan Anderson and Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, with over 20 years of great service right here in Shasta County in Northern California. No matter what make or model it is, they can fix it. I can give you guarantees. If it's an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. That's Redding Kia, with cool April deals all month long.
Like 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in Kia lease cash on the all-new 2015 Kia Sedona. It completely redefines family transportation from top to bottom. Rated number one by Motor Trend March 2015.
Get cool April deals with super low financing on all-new Sorentos, Optimas, Sportages, Fortes, and Rios, too.
It's a great time to own a new Kia during Redding Kia's cool April deal sale. Redding Kia, where you always get more for your trade-in.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% finance and lease cash offers on approval of credit subject to prior sale. Sale ends May 4th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Thursday morning, April the 9th, 44 degrees. It's going to be a good day today. The weekend looks like it's going to be really good. Tomorrow is going to be a we're going to do a best of, but it's going to, we're going to replay this show tomorrow. So that and we're going to advertise that. And this way also Jonathan and Chief Paletti can get the word out through their groups to listen to this show, to get a true feeling and a true understanding of how the police and the Good News Rescue Mission are working together, and they're not at odds. So just like I said, share it with your friends. The we're here with, of course, Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission. And I asked you, what are the changes? Because you took this and you said, you know, you're going to make some changes at the mission.
So, first off was a very philosophical change. A lot of people who come through the doors right now have an entitlement mentality. And that entitlement mentality, it's basically, I'm homeless, I have nothing, therefore you have to give to me. And you know what? That's, we need to break that mentality and replace it with the mentality of, hey, you might be homeless and you might think you have nothing, but let us show you what you do have. Let us restore dignity to you as a human being, and give you a sense of self-worth. And so we have created initiatives that allow our homeless guests to voluntarily involve themselves in community service within right here in Reading. And so they can go out. We're doing graffiti removal. We're doing community cleanups, cleaning up South City Park, River Trails, things like that. We have a big cleanup that we partnered with a few people, social media, Nick Bundy. We have RPD has been instrumental in helping us create these partnerships. Big one coming up this Saturday. So breaking that mentality of entitlement, I have nothing, therefore you have to give to me. Theologically, emphasizing a message of the greatest command is to love your neighbor. And so we're really instilling into our guests to go out and love your community. Take pride in your community, give back, have this symbiotic relationship with our community, and we're going to hold people accountable to that. So if you're stealing, if you're shoplifting from somewhere, if you're panhandling, if you're taking shopping carts and going down the street, we're going to know, and we're going to put an alert on your service, and before you receive services from us, you're going to have to confront your negative behaviors in our community, because that's not an action of love. And so we are confronting each individual's behaviors, whether they are negative or positive. We'll affirm the positive, confront the negative. If they don't work with us, they will lose their services. If they do work with us, then we are overcoming those negative behaviors. It may be something along the lines of, you know, I try to shoplift from someone. Hey, we're going down, confront these negative behaviors. You're going to apologize to that person. That's okay to do. Let's go down and make right with those who we've done wrong to. Another thing, our Journey Home program. So implementing that Journey Home project, helping people get back home. We are now up to 45 people who have gone back home.
Now, this used to be they had to have family or they had to have jobs or something before you could give them a ticket. Has this changed at all?
So we do require that they need to have some type of support structure on the other end. What I tell people is send them to us. We will determine what that support structure looks like. We'll determine how that is. So far, we haven't had to deny anybody services. Everybody who's come has been able to go. So that's been really good. That's been really positive.
How about if there's a bus station there? Is that kind of a support service?
That's a little bit of a stretch.
How about a vending machine in the bus station?
No, but Jonathan has been creative, you know. And I said that yesterday. You know, you have some people, you know, that are traveling and stranded, and you know their parents may be deceased. Well, then Jonathan, that support structure may be that, you know, that church they grew up in that wants to help them, or you know, an aunt or an uncle or a cousin, brother, sister. I mean, he's been very creative in making sure that there's someone there to support them and help them, but not being so stringent that it has to be mom and dad or mm-hmm. something of that nature. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're looking at that, and so we've sent 45 people to other places then.
Yeah, we are currently averaging right now close anywhere from 7 to 10 people a week who are going out on buses right now.
And it's only 45 though?
So we're at 45 people, and we are just into our fourth month.
Okay.
So we started with about one or two per week, and now we are growing and averaging.
Okay, so that's what it is. It's caught on, and you've got, okay, this way we're going to do it. Now, do you have a lot of them coming in here, or do the police, is this where you guys bring in?
You guys bring in somebody because I know
that you had, there's a woman that was sent here from Reno. This was something mm-hmm. that's been documented, sent from Reno to Yreka, from Yreka down to here, and all she wants to do is go back to Reno. Did mm-hmm. she make it?
I don't know. I don't know her. I don't know about her specifically. Yeah. I know that, you know, that's that coordination, you know, between, because you say you have to have a support system, and the people tell the officers, well, I don't have a support system. I just want to go home. Well, they may have one, but they don't realize
that
utilize it, and they haven't contacted that support system to find out. So the officers, you know, I had to suspend the bike program, like I said yesterday, for a little bit because we've got one of our motors is out.
Gone.
Pretty seriously injured, and the others are
from
off
police.
Duty. But you know, so until we get him back, right now we've got the Reading Rodeo, we've got the Cool April Nights. Those are all planned and coordinated by the motor officers. So we had to suspend it for a little bit because they're a little inundated with special events right now because all that goes through the traffic division. But when we get back to that, what they were doing is now instead of just saying, okay, well, you can't go. The bike officers actually went down and met with Jonathan and said, okay, what is this support structure? What do you have to have? And that's when Jonathan said, bring them to me and we'll determine that and we can at least engage them and get them services while we're making that determination. Okay. So mm-hmm. the officers know now to take them to the Good News Rescue Mission, and I think that's increased some of that flow.
There were some other things from the 10 steps from April LaFrance.
Yeah.
I think he had some ideas. The Good News Rescue Mission should not be a dump place.
Mm-mm.
You agree with that?
Yep.
But now you're taking a look at how you can help people in this. I know a couple of your people that are going through that three-year program.
The 18-month?
18-month program, okay. And who graduated from that.
Yeah.
Who are now working with you all. And they see, you know, they've completely turned their lives around.
Mm-hmm.
The economy here in town. We need the idea of jobs. Would that help the people that you see?
It would, but I will tell you the truth. We have a fantastic job readiness program. We have people getting jobs every single week. If you really want a job, honestly, there are jobs here. There are a tremendous number of jobs that are open. But here's the deal. They're not always going to be career jobs that you're going to be able to have a nice retirement pension later in life. And so that's okay. Because this is still a job you can get involved in. It's entry level. And you know what? You can work your way up somewhere. And so there are a lot of entry level jobs. Yeah, I mean, we have people every single week getting jobs with us. So that's good. I'm encouraged by that.
Great. Okay, let's go to the phones quickly. Mary, we just got a couple of minutes left. You have a comment?
Yes, I know you only have a couple of minutes for both your guests. You know how when you call SPCA and you can sponsor the animals, or you go overseas and you can sponsor a child mm-hmm. or whatever? I think a sponsor system for the homeless, when they come in, you ask them, are you already being sponsored? And it just throws a bewilderment on them, and they go, well, no. And they say, well, where have you gotten help from before, et cetera. But putting in a sponsorship of some sort, like getting Home Depot to sponsor one or another agency to sponsor two or something like that, getting the sponsorship behind them takes the sponsorship off of Good News. They go to Good News because they want to be sponsored by Good News. They want food and whatever. So anyway, that's just a thought.
Thanks a lot, Mary.
I'll tell you, Mary, behind the scenes right now, we're getting ready to unveil a project that's coming out in a couple weeks. It's not my project to unveil, but we have one where our community will be able to sponsor our homeless here, and it will create community. I think it will be revolutionary.
I want you to come back on the show, you know, when you get ready to launch that, and let's talk about that. Okay, we've only got like a minute and a half left. Little houses, small houses, good idea. Maybe time is coming.
Well, I'll say this. So Doug Christian's Shasta Humanity Project, the little homes, I see we can have a partnership. The mission provides job readiness and things for people to break that cycle, and that's a good segue for people to transition into housing.
It's got to be a controlled housing.
It has to be controlled.
Like I said yesterday, I think the idea has merit and deserves discussion. You know, I'm waiting to hear back from chiefs of those areas that have them so I can get the, you know, the call for service kind of impact on policing thing. But, you know, really, I think for the homelessness issue in total, it requires some leadership. And really, I think the only person, quite frankly, that I've seen that's been willing to step up and take a leadership role, not just in his own organization, but with other charities as well, and making sure that we're solving the condition of homelessness and not enabling it, is Jonathan. And I congratulate him for that.
Is the city council out of this one? I mean, I haven't seen them.
No, that's part of the public safety blueprint, and hopefully Jonathan will be part of that committee that helps to develop that portion.
Okay. Jonathan Anderson, Director of the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you so much for being with
you,
us.
Thank you, Carl.
It's not
thank
the
you.
Last time, because we're going to be talking to others. And, of course, Rob Paletti, Reading Police Chief, thank you for everything you do and your men in blue out there, the thin blue line. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Tomorrow you're going to be able to hear this again. I know it's going to hurt some people's feelings. I always like to hear my voice fresh every day, but you're going to be able to hear this one tomorrow again and share it with your friends. Have a great weekend, and remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Thomason in Washington. The South Carolina police officer charged with murder in the shooting of an unarmed black man has hired a prominent defense attorney. Meanwhile, the lawyer for the man who captured the shooting on video says his client is scared.
He's afraid. The first thing he said to me this morning was, how can I get protection?
Baden Santana's attorney Todd Rutherford on NBC's Today Show. Santana says he didn't immediately realize that Walter Scott had been shot multiple times and was mortally wounded.
Thought, you know, that he was going to die, or that he was dead.
Later today, a dash cam video of the moments leading up to the shooting may be released. Some 57 million Americans in the path of potentially severe weather today. We're talking hail, high winds, even tornadoes. Roger Edwards at the National Storm Prediction Center.
The main corridor looks like it's going to be Illinois, Indiana, back toward northeast Texas for